Hasid, you speak a little about Lord Chaitanya coming to Vrindavan.
Yes, already Mara started. He came because many people, and that's why he many places. Rupusam Sanatana Swami stopped him to don't go. Many.
You can hear. You have to speak a little louder for me.
Hare Krishna. Actually, this is the place of place. The Maharaj, before he was speaking, actually this Vrindavan for sannyasi, and it is not for our sense gratification. So this is Mahaprabhu also teach us, and also those who are not the body is not cooperating. I remember the Subhidhi Rai, he live here, and he used to collect, because Bengali Vaishnav, he need the oil, oil and rice. Here people generally, they don't eat rice, only eat chapati. So that time also, that Subhidhi Rai, he caught the wood, dry wood, and he take to Mathura to sell, and he purchased mustard oil and rice for serving the Vaishnava. Also some, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is set the example, this is not place of sense gratification. As long as whatever, we minimize our things and we focus on Krishna's. And I remember one past times, and sometimes they says, we see Krishna, we saw the Krishna like that in that Imlitala. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and doing bhajan, he had one, many people, they see the Krishna in night time, he was doing Kaliya Leela in Yamuna. So they came, when he had their one servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also wants to go to see night time where Krishna was doing Kaliya pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, it is not true. It is when he was little like eager to go, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him. He says, in this age, it is very difficult to see Krishna. And you see Krishna through the ear. Take the Krishna's mantra. So then next day, the morning time, people came, they got, actually the news came, that was not, Krishna was not doing Kaliya pastime, but some fisherman catching the fish in Yamuna, and he using this fire, some lamp. Fire thing, yes. And the boat usually looks like, because the distance place, it looks like the Kaliya snake and catching the fish. So this way Mahaprabhu actually restricted, you know. Sometimes the people says, you can go that time, you see the... So many places Mahaprabhu, he restricted this thing. You have to come dham, means you have to... through the ear you can hear and chant as much as... So Mahaprabhu came in Vrindavan, and he also did same thing. So which Prabhupada set the example, no, here. And he says, don't associate with Brajavasi too much. And also not enemy and not friends, like between like that. You see their behavior and you will bewilder. So because they have natural love. Also about Bhandirbhat, I remember I was in, and Bhandirbhat one, but was Jiva Goswami in Gopalchamb, he wrote about Bhandirbhat. Mm-hmm. And he said, actually Radharani and all the gopis, they are lamenting about Bhandirbhat, because Bhandirbhat is one in the form of tree, and when Krishna left, and only the tree who disappeared. he is the bandit god. And he cannot tolerate Krishna's separation. And Radharani, all the gopi, they cry. He says, actually, we are not the that much qualified, that much, that stage. Who can tolerate, cannot tolerate, because although the Bandari Bhattu is tree, he is the form of tree, but he cannot tolerate the separation of Krishna. And he himself gave up, he himself, the people saw morning time the butter brikhi was not there, disappear, and he went with Krishna's locals. And says, our body is here and we are alive, and but he, the tree form, he cannot tolerate the separation of Krishna, but we are we are not as much as like them. And Bandari Bhattu, it was like in Jamuna, the name?
Bank.
Yeah, branch. And they used to go to cross the Jamuna, it's so big branch, and they go together and put their tiffin in that tree.
Yes.
And the Maharaj says they do the wrestling thing, no? And wrestling arena, they put the ghee, because the mud will be soft, and also when they fall down there, and they will also get the ghee. And many king they use this also. I went so many kingdom, they have using their akhada there, so they have this much. And they still, if you go there now, just the soil is very soft, because they put like quintal quintal ghee there.
That Bandirva, the branch, yeah. Branches went all the way to the other side of the Jamuna. It was so big. And I think it took up the space of one yojana.
Yes.
It was so,
yes.
So this, you know, they always cut the other branches that come down, but that just spread and spread. And it couldn't stand separation. When Krishna left, it just went back to Godhead.
And they are, yeah, Bandir born, Bandir Otis.
Bandiravan is on other side. Bandiravan is where Krishna's marriage with Srimati Radharani took place.
Brahma.
And Brahma actually oversaw, he conducted the marriage ceremony. Although Radha and Krishna are not really married. But still, just so that other people cannot criticize and say, actually they got married. And that's how Jayadev Goswami actually begins Gita Govinda. Nanda Maharaj is carrying Krishna and sees clouds. And then, anyway, that's so about Bandiravan, Bandiravat. And sometimes, because Bandiravan is so big, it's also called Bandiravat. Years, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, and he received Diksha from Ishvara Puripad, then he said, now I'm leaving. I'm just by chanting Gopal mantra, he was in so much ecstasy, I'm going to Vrindavan to find Gopal. Then no one could stop him, his associates, but then he heard this voice and said, no, this is not the time for you to go. You will go sometime later. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to Navadvipa. And at age 24, from Navadvip, he went to Puri. And then for the next 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled. South India, 2 years, Ramakeli, came back. So this is 5 years on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan. And it's very interesting that Lord Chaitanya actually didn't live in Vrindavan. He lived at the Kuragat. And the Kuragat is right on the border of Vrindavan and Mathura. And he would live there, and he would walk every day, and he would come to Imlika. And he would sit under the tree. When we first came, the tree was actually still alive. Yeah, I don't think it's alive anymore, but there's so many monkeys there. But at least still, part of the dead trunk is fenced in to protect. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to sit there, and the river, well, the Jamuna is still there, but the Jamuna was closer. And he would sit there and just chant Hare Krishna and remember Krishna's pastime. And then he would come all the way to Paksananda Kund, which is just at the foot of Vadasaditya Tila, and he would bathe there, and then he would go back for his lunch. And that was his regular period. How long did he stay in Vrindavan? 1 month.
1 month.
1 month. So by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, it was winter, it was cold. And he lived there at Purga, Brahmandaga, which was the same place when Akrura came, Krishna Balaram bathed. So Krishna Balaram went in the water. When they came out, they were Vasudeva and Sankarshan. Because Vrindavanam paritya janapadam ekagacchati, Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So then Akrura, who he left with, was actually Vasudev Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived there. And from there, he would come to here. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of course later on, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a house at Radha Kund. And if you go there, it has a commode. Very interesting. That was way back 100 years ago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Radha Kund. Of course now it's not so rare, but even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would stay near Govardhan, saying that we're not qualified to live at Radha Kund. We are here, Nikat Vasam Dehi Govardhanastam. We are taking shelter and we get mercy of Giriraj. Can visit Radha Kund, but we don't have the adhikar to live in Radha Kund. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, interestingly, he didn't live in Vrindavan. He lived on the border of Vrindavan. And he would walk. And then, you know, on the Parikram Marg, there's also a beautiful tree, and now they've installed a temple there, and the deity of Lord Chaitanya and so on. And there's also Jagannath just nearby. And he would always rest under that tree. That was Lord Chaitanya's resting place. And he would come and go. So Chaitanya had great respect for Sri Vrindavan Dham. Although, the first people that he sent to Vrindavan were Lokanath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami. They had come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from East Bengal, from Bangladesh, and that was when Lord Chaitanya was living in Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya told them, you go and you start excavating the holy places. And so they were the first ones here. And Rup Sanatan came later. When Rup Sanatan came, their research and everything, they handed over to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They came, and Lokanath Goswami, he didn't eat. And Bhugarbha Goswami, he didn't sleep. So they were like a good couple. And they were friends. I don't know, the verse that they worship Bhugarbha Goswami says that he was actually born from the earth. But when they came here, and they were in Vrindavan, in Mathura, of course Mathura was a center of learning. And so they studied the books there. It seems that there were libraries there. Jiva Goswami established the first library in Vrindavan. And Radha Damodar Mandir, Hare Krishna. Radha Damodar Mandir was actually, before Jiva Goswami first built a library there. Temple came later. And Akbar actually gave the land. He gave land and he gave stone for three places. Madan Mohan, Govindaji, and Radha Damodar Library. And Jiva Goswami collected all of these books. The local devotees, they sort of criticized him. They called him a gyani because he was like a living encyclopedia. He knew everything. There's shloka. You know that shloka, Jiva Goswami, that just like you hold the amlaki fruit in your hand, he knew Srimad Bhagavatam like that. He knew every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he knew what they meant also. So he started to actually collect, and of course what they did at that time for library is that you had to hand copy books. It's not like now you go to a shop and you buy a book. Then they said, you want a book? Copy this one. Or they would have scribes, devotees who would sit and they would copy manuscripts. And there's the institute, Vaishnava Institute it's called. What institute is it called? Vrindavan Institute. Vrindavan Institute. It's along Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, halfway towards Mathura Road and Krishna Balaram Mandir. And it's a beautiful, beautiful park. Govinda Maharaj used to live there when he was a grihastha. He lived upstairs. And who lived downstairs? I forget. One of the god brothers lived downstairs. And I would go over there and have lunch. And it was just beautiful. It was just the forest. That's where the Vrindavan Institute is now. So they have original manuscripts. They have some manuscripts or copies of the manuscripts. And yeah. So they took over. Bhugarbha and Lokanath Goswami, they handed over the work to Rup Sanatan. But when they first came, they made a couple of efforts to meet up with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they always missed. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan, they'd gone to find him. Because news traveled slow, so they heard Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India. So then they went to look for him in South India. I don't know, go looking for somebody in South India. they went to look for him. And when they left, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So he had gone when they were here. And that was the only time, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, he said, you make a place for me, I'm going to come. But he never came back. At least not in his manifest, his visible form. But there are others, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy. Sarup Damodar is Dalita Devi, Ramananda Roy is Vishakha Devi. They never came.
Gadadhar Pandit.
Huh? Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit. Srimati Radharani. They never came to Vrindavan. But they lived in Vrindavan. They are Vrindavan. Wherever they are is Vrindavan. So, and Prabhupada emphasized that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Lord Nityananda away, Srila Prabhupada says, if you don't, you can't buy a ticket to be in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a state of consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, when he was leaving Vrindavan in 1977, in August, and Prabhupada was so sick, he was laying down in a car. And on the airplane, they had to buy him 3 seats, and Prabhupada was laying on the seat. So in that condition, he was leaving. And Prabhupada's friends came, his Vrindavan friends came, and said, but what happens if you leave? You may leave your body outside of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada said, wherever I go is Vrindavan. I go to my temples, they are all Vrindavan. Said, New York, we have this beautiful building. If I die there, they will make my samadhi on the roof. I'll give up my body there. So for Srila Prabhupada, Vrindavan is, it's a state of consciousness. When anyabhilashita shunyam, when we have pure devotion to Krishna, then that's the Vrindavan of service. So whether it's in Dubai, or whether it's in Hungary, or New York, or London. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said, our temples are Vrindavan. Krishna's there. We're rendering service. And the best service is to preach, is to give Krishna to others. That will invoke Krishna's presence most. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, but we see that still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived. Of course, Jagannath Puri is also Vrindavan. It is also a special feature. It is not Gupta Vrindavan because it is manifest, but you explain how Puri is Vrindavan. Gaur-Govinda Maharaj used to speak a lot. Asit Krishna is first initiated Gaur-Govinda Maharaj, second initiated Atamal Krishna Maharaj.
So, actually, how the Vrindavan is?
A little louder.
Yes, actually, when Jagannath Puri is not different from Vrindavan. There is Nilanchal, and Guru Maharaj gave the example, and also he spoke about the Bhav, Jagannath mood about Jagannath. So, the mood is same in Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this, like he is the Achal Brahma, he is the Sachal Brahma. And Jagannath cannot move, he is the like fixed Brahma. And Mahaprabhu is Sachal Brahma, Mahaprabhu is like going, coming, going, no? He is like moving Brahma. and it is like from Shastra and also Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, the description about Jagannath Puri, how he is not different from Vrindavan. And also Sanatana Goswami in Brihat Bhagavat Murta also he described this thing. So Vrindavan, how the mood of Jagannath in where the temple, that is the Lilanchal, and the Gundicha temple, have you been Jagannath temple?
Yes.
So there are two places, Vrindavan and one where the temple, that is the Sri Mandir. That is like Dwaraka and Vrindavan. And the temple where there is Jagannath, that is Sri Mandir, was like Dwaraka. The Krishna Balaram in the form of like king. Gundicha temple, that is also Mahaprabhu, same lila he did. When he go to Gundicha temple he feel it is in Vrindavan. Because the deity, is a long story actually. How the deity, through the Brahma and Lord himself, he become the carpenter and he made himself the deity. Because there the deity was made, that place where the Gundicha temple, and there they put fast this wooden log, and they do there. So that is the birthplace of Lord Jagannath, where he did this first time. And he, some place, actually in Puri, it was big place, Puri was actually big place, how Lord Jagannath, he come to there and he burn. This is a long story, how Jagannath wants, he there, and actually, then Satyajug, the story was one king of Ujjaini, Avanti. And he wants to see direct, face to face Lord. So some devotee went and he gave the description, only one place you can see face to face Lord. So that is in Jagannath Puri. Actually, many sadhu comes to visit that kingdom. And because the king was a religious king and he is the devotee of Lord Vishnu, so he says, the sadhu came, many sadhu came. He says, one sadhu, he says, actually, the king wants to see the face to face. So he declared, I want to see where, because so many tirthas, so where I can see the face to face. So one sadhu says, actually, he says, there is one place called Lilanchal. So if you go there, and that is also the banyan, that Buttabriksha. Buttabriksha, and there you can see the face-to-face Lord. And that time it was in like Satyajuga, many years. So, and he just went. But which place, where, that time not this, like we have now communication system. So he said and he went. Then king declared, and who go and search where that place. So he sent many people, and only one Brahmin went, Vidyapati, who reached there. And man, this is a big story. And how Lord, and he saw actually when that the Vishwabasu, who is the traveler. He is forest people, no? And he used to worship. And when he came, because it was in the jungle, complete jungle, no one can go there and see the place. But when he comes to his house, the fragrance, because the heavenly, all the devata, he used to come there and worship the Gandhi. That Narayan, the Murti, you know, Vishnu form. And because they offer food, prasadam, the bhoga, everything to Lord. And for there he comes, this Vishwavasu, who is the forest man, right? He is the tribe people. And he, and when the Vidyapati saw and the fragrance of the body, because he is going there and what they using, the, because that they using the things from heavenly planet, because the Devata is bringing that thing, and that is not compared to this. And he says, this is not ordinary thing, the scent and the fragrance and the flower and the prasad which he brought, you know, something. He says, this is not ordinary thing, because they cannot, they so confidentially they keep that matter, you know, no one can see and no one can go there to see the Lord. Because that is the money, they say that is, that was the Manimaya Vigraha, that is the pool of money. Money means
pearls.
Pearls. And you cannot, if you see, you can see that, like the Vigraha was like effulgent, no?
Yeah.
And very extraordinary duties. So when he went, yes, he when he know these things, and they confidentially keep this thing secret. Then Vidyapati went, and he you know this story, no? And because he married the girl, and girl, then this is the big thing, no?
Yes.
And the thing is actually Jagannath, the bhav is, mood is, because he, although he was in Puri, but the mood is Vrindavan. Always. So that's why he is in, always in bhav. And that's why he, whatever, like Mahaprabhu, no? In that stage, he is not angry, he is not like that. That's why he is like very merciful. Although people do so many, he chastise many things, go and do. But Jagannath will never do anything. Mm. Because he is, the mood is like, very merciful mood.
Mm.
And but there one Lokunath, the Shivji, if you do something in Shivji, very difficult. Some, if you get, tell them Pandas, take the name of Shivji and give this, promise this, they will never do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shivji was a Dwarpal, he was the protector of that dham. So that's why Shivji cannot tolerate their very promise. And many stories there, how the Jagannath Prasad brought in material world, because that was not in ordinary thing. We can feel also in material world, four things is never contaminated.
Mm.
One is Jagannath Mahaprasad.
Yes.
It can fall in gutter, you can take out that.
Indeed.
Even Devata, they look, where is Jagannath? And second is holy name. Holy name is not contaminated any. And the Ganges, the water of the Ganges. And fourth thing is the dust of Vrindavan. And dust of Vrindavan also very special. And there is so many stories. So the mood of Jagannath, the Krishna's mood, and because he is, although he is in the king, but the mood is always in Vrindavan. That's why Jagannath Puri, that's why Jagannath once a year he goes to Vrindavan. And also Mahaprabhu teaches same thing. He also, whenever he is the Rath Yatra time, he also take to devotee to go to Vrindavan. That is the Sundaranchal, the Gundicha temple. And that love and affection, how to take to Vrindavan, there is also there. And the mood, Jagannath mood was also completely Vrindavan mood. So that's why they compare Jagannath Puri and here and Vrindavan, a non-difference. It is many, many places. That is so these four things never contaminated. And Mahaprabhu came Vrindavan also. Why Mahaprabhu stayed? Sometimes they ask why Mahaprabhu stay in Puri. Because that is the Vipralamba Khetra, which is actually big, because in union and separation. If you have like separation in Vipralamba, you can That is the more easy. When the union and separation is the vipralamba khetra. Puri is the vipralamba khetra, by separation, mode of separation. That easily we can remember Krishna. When you are in, because when you want to go someplace, so that time when many sadhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he comes to Vrindavan, that time like our mind goes, how is the Vrindavan, how is like that, no? Now people comes in flight, everything, but our mind is in still Dubai. our body is here, we are thinking. And that is actually natural way to walk every day, like 3 months. And when we come to that place, because we are getting now very cheaply, so we are not value the thing. We can realize, no? Because everything is now accessible, no? So that's why we are not giving the importance. So that time when Mahaprabhu came, long way, no, every day he was thinking, like Maharaj says, Akrura Ghata. Akrura, when he came, Radhavindu Maharaj is saying, from Nandagaon to here, like a half an hour, 1 hour. But he took one day because he was sitting, no, he was thinking like that. Jagannath would also same thing. He was thinking, he was like this. His eyes was like big, no? The mood was like that, he was thinking, although he was in Dwarikan thing, and also same thing in Akrura. When he was in his chariot, and he was sitting and he was thinking so many things. Oh, I am the uncle and I will go and they will give me obeisances, like that. He was completely, and he didn't, how was it called, like the chariot was, the horse was loose, you know, because he was sitting, he is not directing the horse. That's why many acharya says he was like, because he was sitting, not doing anything, and the horse was there going slow. That's why take, like evening he came, he started from journeying from Nandagaon, and it is half an hour, 1 hour. If horse go normal speed, it can come 1 hour. But whole day he took, because he was such a that state, no? So he came. So Mahaprabhu also, Mahaprabhu came, many people I saw in my, they come to Jagannath Puri, they will see only in distance that Patita Pavan, the flock, they will cry. Because they go in bullock cart and walking. Now we go car and everything comfort, but that that bhav was not there. Because our consciousness still in house there, no? Our consciousness, because we are not giving the focus in dham. So Mahaprabhu also teach how to come to dham in full focus. Not Dubai, you know, still we are, because our mind is still in our house. Yes.
I have a little over here, Mataji, a little Mahaprasadam. This is from Radha Ballabh. So why don't we just...
I can distribute.
The monkeys have spotted it as well. It's all right. Someone hold a stick. Maybe. Okay. These are the ones that you need to be...
Speck.
Well, someone hold it. You hold the stick.
Yes.
Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad Govinde Naam Ramani Vaishnavi Swalpa Punya Vatam Raja and Vishvasona Vijayate. If you eat it, then they won't take it from you. You got a big piece. Well, I'll give you another one. Get some more. Who's got? Oh, you better watch these. These are what the monkey's going to get. Okay, here's a double one for you. And who didn't get? Someone didn't get? Everyone got? Mahaprasadam to each eye. Who will take care of this? How are we doing time wise?
It's 12 o'clock.
So should we walk back?
Yes.
Okay, good. This is a good length for parikrama, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.